Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Naresh Mago with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says his tri-nation visit to Cyprus, Canada and Croatia is an opportunity to foster global understanding on tackling terrorism and exchanging views on pressing global issues. To reach Cyprus this evening on the first leg of his visit. All seven persons on board killed in helicopter crash near Gaurikund in Kedarnath area of Uttarakhand. Chopper services suspended for 2 days. India's wind energy capacity rises over 10.5% to 51.5 gigawatt, asserts new and renewable energy minister Prahlad Joshi. At least 10 people killed in Iranian strikes on Israel amid attack on key oil and energy sites by Israel in Tehran. And in table tennis, Indian pair of Manav Thakkar and Manu Shah enters men's doubles final of WTT contender Skopje in North Macedonia. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that his tri-nation tour to Cyprus, Canada and Croatia is an opportunity to foster global understanding on tackling terrorism in all its forms and manifestations and exchanging views on pressing global issues. Mr. Modi stated this in his departure statement ahead of embarking for his three-nation visit this morning. He said the visit to these countries will also provide an opportunity to thank partner countries for their steadfast support to India in its fight against cross-border terrorism. On the first leg of his visit, the Prime Minister will reach Cyprus this evening. In his departure statement, Prime Minister Modi highlighted that Cyprus is a close friend and an important partner in the Mediterranean region and the European Union. He added that the visit provides an opportunity to build upon the historical bonds and expand our ties in the areas of trade, investment, security, technology, and promote people-to-people exchanges. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit has filed this report.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi's arrival is being eagerly awaited by the Indian community and the people of Cyprus. Students, professionals and members of the diaspora see this as a momentous occasion reflecting the growing friendship and collaboration between the two nations.
Upon arrival, Prime Minister Modi will be welcomed by the President Nikos Christodoulidis at Larnaca International Airport. The leaders will then head to Lemesos for a business roundtable with Indian and Cypriot entrepreneurs, followed by an informal dinner. Tomorrow, the Prime Minister will hold bilateral talks with President Christodoulidis, covering key areas such as trade, investment, education, digital cooperation and regional security. The visit will conclude with an official lunch hosted in the Prime Minister's honour before his departure from Cyprus. Seen as a key milestone in India's outreach to Europe, the visit is expected to enhance strategic and economic engagement between the two long-standing partners. Rajadri for Akashwani News from Cyprus.
In the second leg of his visit, Mr. Modi will travel to Kananaskis tomorrow to participate in the G7 summit at the invitation of his Canadian counterpart, Mark Carney. Mr. Modi will also hold several bilateral meetings on the sidelines of the summit. The Prime Minister has said that the G7 summit will provide space for exchange of views on pressing global issues and the priorities of the Global South. In the final leg of his tour, Prime Minister Modi will reach Croatia on the 18th of this month. The Prime Minister will hold bilateral discussions with his Croatian counterpart Andrej Plenković and meet President of Croatia Zoran Milanović. Mr. Modi highlighted that as the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Croatia, it will open new avenues for bilateral cooperation in the areas of mutual interest. In Uttarakhand, seven persons were killed as a helicopter crashed in the hilly region of Gaurikund in the Kedarnath area this morning. The chopper was en route to Guptkashi from Kedarnath temple. As soon as the incident was reported, teams of the National Disaster Response Force, NDRF, and State Disaster Response Force, SDRF, were dispatched to the site. District Tourism Officer Rahul Chaube said the mishap occurred after the helicopter suddenly collided with a tree due to bad weather. The Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau will probe the crash. Talking to media, Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami expressed grief over the tragic mishap. He said as a precautionary measure, helicopter services have been immediately suspended for 2 days.
एक कंट्रोल एंड कमांड सेंटर यहाँ पर स्थापित किया जाए और जो इस घटना में दोषी हैं, जिनके कारण से घटना हुई है, उनको तत्काल उनके खिलाफ सख्त कार्रवाई की जाए और आज और कल दो दिनों तक सभी एविएशन कंपनियां और डीजीसीए और यूकाडा और एआईबी सब मिलकर पहले एक बार पूरे आगे की हेली सेवा के लिए समीक्षा करें, तत्पश्चात ही हेली सेवा को चलाया जाए। आज और कल हेली सेवा नहीं चलेंगी, खराब मौसम भी है और जब तक यात्रियों की सुरक्षा सुनिश्चित नहीं हो जाती है तब तक ये सेवाएं बंद रहेंगी, क्योंकि हमारे लिए एक भी यात्री की जान सर्वोच्च प्राथमिकता है, उसी के आधार पर आगे इन सेवाओं का संचालन होगा।
In Gujarat, the process of handing over the bodies of those killed in the tragic Air India crash in Ahmedabad is underway. DNA testing has confirmed the identities of 32 deceased, with 14 bodies handed over to their families so far. State Home Minister Harsh Sanghvi said, former Gujarat Chief Minister Vijay Rupani's body has been identified through DNA testing, confirming his death in the air tragedy.
श्री विजय भाई रूपानी जी का एयर इंडिया अहमदाबाद गैटविक की फ्लाइट के क्रैश में दुखद अवसान हुआ है। आज सुबह करीबन 11:10 को उनका डीएनए मैच हुआ है।
Additional Superintendent of Ahmedabad Civil Hospital, Dr. Rajneesh Patel, said DNA matching is progressing steadily. A dedicated support team has been assigned to each bereaved family, comprising a senior officer, police personnel, and a professional counselor to help them cope with the mental trauma. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Union Home Minister Amit Shah handed over appointment letters to over 60,000 newly recruited constables of the Uttar Pradesh Police at a grand ceremony in Lucknow today. The event marks a significant step in strengthening the state's law enforcement. Speaking on the occasion, Union Home Minister said, out of the new recruits in Uttar Pradesh Police Force, more than 12,000 are women. He said around 25 crore people were lifted out of poverty in the country in the past 11 years of the Narendra Modi government.
11 साल के अंदर 25 करोड़ लोग गरीबी रेखा के बाहर आए, 60 करोड़ लोगों को हर घर में गैस का सिलेंडर, शौचालय, नल से जल, बिजली, 5 किलो मुफ्त अनाज, 5 लाख तक का इलाज और हर किसान को 6,000 रुपया प्रति साल देने का काम नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने किया है।
Union Minister for New and Renewable Energy Prahlad Joshi has said that India's wind energy capacity witnessed a rise of more than 10.5% to 51.5 gigawatts against 46.42 gigawatts last year. In a social media post, the minister said, with the rise in capacity, the country is moving towards self-dependence, powered by innovation, green technology and sustainable progress. On the occasion of Global Wind Day today, Mr. Joshi said, India's renewable energy sector has witnessed unprecedented growth. From solar to wind energy, the nation is paving the way for a brighter and more sustainable future. Secretary in Information and Broadcasting Ministry Sanjay Jaju has emphasized upon creation of more indigenous programs and region-specific content that resonates with the cultural ethos of Jammu and Kashmir. Mr. Jaju stated this during his review of Doordarshan and Akashvani programming and news dissemination system at Srinagar. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, the secretary encouraged all media units in the Kashmir region to develop programming and news content in local languages to enhance regional outreach and viewer connect.
We have also worked out an action plan to strengthen our outreach activities through the Doordarshan and All India Radio. Jammu and Kashmir has a large number of languages and it's important that DD Kashmir and our radio network produces a lot of local content. Hum unhe Bharat Sarkar se sambandhit yojanaon ki aur jo Jammu Kashmir mein tezi se vikas ho raha hai uski jankariyon ko aam nagrik tak hum pahuncha sake.
The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, has successfully conducted a rocket launching test at Kushinagar in Uttar Pradesh. This marks a historic moment for the state, as it was the first time a small satellite payload was launched through a rocket from the state. We have a report.
ISRO scientist Abhishek Singh informed that the test was carried out in collaboration with Thrust Tech India Limited. During rocket launch test, the spacecraft went up to a height of 1.1 km. After this, a small satellite came out. As soon as it fell down to 5 meters, its parachute activated and the satellite landed within 400 meters on the ground. The 15 kg rocket also landed safely with the help of parachute. ISRO scientist further said that this rocket launch test is in many ways different from previous tests conducted in Ahmedabad using drones, since this was the first time a satellite was directly launched using rocket in UP. This test sets the stage for future satellite tests scheduled for October-November, where nearly 900 youth-built satellites will be tested. Director of Thrust Tech India, Vinod Kumar, said that this event is being organized to generate interest in space technology among children across the region and the whole India. Om Awasthi, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
The much-awaited Axiom 4 mission of SpaceX carrying Indian astronaut Subhash Shukla to the International Space Station ISS has been rescheduled for the 19th of this month. This announcement came after the successful resolution of technical issues that had delayed the mission. This mission holds tremendous historical significance for India. If successful, Subhash Shukla will become the first Indian astronaut to visit the ISS and the second Indian in orbit after cosmonaut Rakesh Sharma, who flew to space in 1984. In international news, Iran and Israel have entered their deadliest phase of direct conflict yet, with at least 10 people killed in Iranian strikes on Israeli cities amid attack on key oil and energy sites by Israel in Tehran. The escalation marks the third consecutive day of military exchanges, with both countries vowing further action amid a rising humanitarian toll and growing regional instability. More from our correspondent.
Six people were killed when an Iranian missile struck a building in the Israeli coastal city of Bat Yam, while four others died in the northern city of Tamra. The Weizmann Institute of Science, a research university in Rehovot, reported damage to several of its facilities in the Iranian missile attacks. Meanwhile, massive fires raged at Tehran's oil facilities, sending thick black smoke into the sky as Israeli warplanes targeted Iran's energy infrastructure. The Iran-backed Houthi forces in Yemen claimed that they coordinated their own strikes on Israeli targets in tandem with Tehran's broader military offensive. Speaking in Tehran, Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi stated that if Israeli attacks cease, their responses will also stop, in its first public appearance since the Israeli strikes began. The rising violence has already impacted diplomatic efforts. The sixth round of U.S.-Iranian talks scheduled for today in Muscat was cancelled, with Oman confirming the move in the light of the aggression that is taking place. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashwani News from Dubai.
The U.S. Army celebrated its 250th anniversary with a military parade in Washington, D.C. yesterday. Addressing the gathering on the occasion, U.S. President Donald Trump said, "America will soon be greater and stronger than ever before." Meanwhile, the United States has firmly denied reports claiming Pakistan's Army Chief General Asim Munir was invited to the military parade, calling the claims false. A White House official clarified in the statement that no foreign military leaders were invited, dismissing the misinformation aimed at straining U.S.-India relations. Back home, the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over Tamil Nadu, coastal Karnataka, south interior Karnataka, Kerala, Konkan and Goa today. Meanwhile, heavy rains accompanied by strong winds in Delhi this morning significantly lowered the temperature, offering relief from the intense heat wave and improving air quality. Moving on to sports, in table tennis, India's Manav Thakkar and Manu Shah entered the final of men's doubles of WTT contenders Skopje 2025 in North Macedonia today. In the semi-finals, they defeated the Slovenian duo of Darko Jorgic and Denny Kozol 3-1. In the final, the Indian duo will take on second-seeded South Korean pair. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says his tri-nation visit to Cyprus, Canada and Croatia is an opportunity to foster global understanding on tackling terrorism and exchanging views on pressing global issues to reach Cyprus this evening on the first leg of his visit. All seven persons on board killed in a helicopter crash near Gaurikund in Kedarnath area of Uttarakhand. Chopper services suspended for 2 days. India's wind energy capacity rises over 10.5% to 51.5 gigawatt, asserts New and Renewable Energy Minister Prahlad Joshi. At least 10 people killed in Iranian strikes on Israel amid attack on key oil and energy sites by Israel in Tehran. And in table tennis, Indian pair of Manav Thakkar and Manu Shah enters men's doubles final of WTT contender Skopje in North Macedonia. And with that, we end the midday news.